Almost $300 million has been spent on campaign ads so far to try and win the 2024 Republican nomination. Two-thirds of that money has gone to just two states, Iowa and New Hampshire. Iowans vote first on Monday, and they have seen more ads than anyone else in the country to this point. So what are the candidates saying in those ads with just days until voting kicks off? Joining us now to talk about it is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, good morning, Leila.
Good morning. So give us a flavor of what voters are seeing and hearing in these ads.
Well, a lot of it, honestly, is about Nikki Haley. You know, in Iowa, one of the super PACs supporting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is running a quote from Haley saying New Hampshire corrects what Iowa does.
Nikki doesn't respect you. She thinks New England knows better.
Iowa starts it. You change personalities, you go into New Hampshire.
Why should Iowans support another fake politician who disrespects them?
Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, Trump is attacking Haley on Social Security, and the super PAC supporting him is focusing on her immigration record.
Nikki Haley refused to call illegals criminals.
We don't need to talk about them as criminals. They're not.
Illegals are criminals, Nikki. That's what illegal means.
Clearly here, Haley represents a threat right now to both DeSantis and Trump, but in different ways.
And how's Haley responding?
Well, she's trying to turn the attacks into a positive, you know, noting that it's a sign that she's gaining traction.
Why is Donald Trump only attacking Nikki Haley? Because Trump knows Haley's the only one who can beat him.
So she's making an electability argument there, which has been big for her on the campaign trail. She closes out the same ad showing the faces of President Biden and Trump with this.
Want an 80-year-old name from the past or a new generation of conservative leadership?
So clearly getting tough out there, as Mitt Romney once said when he was running for president, of these kinds of attacks. Incorrectly quoting the political aphorism, politics ain't beanbags.
It's not cheap either. Almost $300 million. That's a lot of money spent on ads in this campaign. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, think about Iowa. The candidates and outside groups supporting them have spent more than $100 million there on a state that gives out just 2% of the total number of delegates.
Wow.
In New Hampshire, it's $70 million. Remember, people are starting to tune in now, but these candidates have been thinking about and investing in these places for more than a year, and really shows how important these states are to their hopes, especially for those candidates not named Trump.
Okay, so break this down. Who are the biggest spenders here?
Well, Haley and groups supporting her have spent $72 million total. You know, put another way, that's $1 out of every $4 spent on ads in this race have come from them. You know, in the past 2 weeks, it's been notable because she's passed DeSantis and the group supporting him after he had been dominating the airwaves for months. You know, DeSantis and group supporting him have spent $60 million, but has seen turmoil within the three super PACs that are supporting him. Team Trump, meanwhile, has poured in $54 million. No one else is even in the same league as them. Super PACs are a huge story here, I have to say. You know, there's no contribution limits for them. They can take money from corporations and labor unions and the wealthiest Americans. And in this election, they've been carrying an inordinate amount of control of the airwaves. You know, 70% of the pro-Trump ads are from super PACs, 75% in Haley's case, 92% for DeSantis. The downside, of course, the campaigns can't coordinate with these outside groups, and this is more than we've seen in past elections.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thanks, Domenico.
You're welcome.